Never has there been so much controversy about vaccines as the new vaccines. You know, the mRNA vaccines. Now, why is that? I mean, people have been taking vaccines as far back as the 18th century, beginning with the use of cowpox virus to vaccinate against smallpox. Now we have all kinds of vaccines against bacteria and viruses. So why this sudden controversy? Well, all those earlier vaccines activated white blood cells, some of which ingested the vaccine antigens and processed them. Through cell messaging, other types of white cells became plasma cells that generated antibodies against the vaccine antigens. Complex process. The majority of the cells in the body were not involved. The mRNA vaccines are totally different. These vaccines behave like a virus in that they invade pretty much any cell they can get into and force that cell to generate spike protein antigen. This antigen is then processed like any other antigen by white blood cells. Okay, so what's wrong with that? Well, the more mRNA vaccine you take, the more spike protein is generated. Once the immune system has been activated, taking boosters can dump massive amounts of spike protein into your system, resulting in a massive white blood cell reaction to them like anaphylaxis, think of a bee sting, and perhaps even acute autoimmune responses against those cells generating the spike protein. Think massive cell death coupled with organ failure. A third booster would probably kill you. No wonder people are having different kinds of reactions. It's a crapshoot, and you lose no matter what rolls up. End of story. Now, time for indictments.